There is no authority except from God, none. Those are the inspired words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 13. All authority, in fact, anything that happens comes from the God who made us all and governs the affairs of all mankind. So that now the authority ordained by God in America for the next 2 years is the President, Donald John Trump, Republican. The Senate, Republican-controlled. The House of Representatives, Democrat-controlled. Wow, it's quite a mixture, is it not? Be very interesting to see what happens for we the people. And then the Apostle Paul reminds us again in Romans 13, those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Those authorities that exist, they have been instituted by God, not man, God. Whether by the vote, newly elected, or those already elected and in authority, all of them have been instituted, authorized, and ordained by God Almighty. Whether or not we like it or whether or not we agree. What a fascinating concept that is it not? It sometimes is really hard to reconcile the fact that a monster like Hitler, when he came to power, was actually an authority instituted, well, perhaps accepted by God. And today it is difficult for conservatives and people of faith to reconcile the fact that the Democrats, so many of them with their wildly progressive programs and objectives, now control the United States House of Representatives. But at least, conservatives would say, the United States Senate remains Republican and presumably conservative, so that the battle of idea and ideals goes on. Conservative in the Senate and liberal progressive in the House. And apparently, that is the way God wills it. But the history of American politics has shown that ne'er the twain shall meet. There is not now, nor has there been any dialogue between the warring political parties for years. There is no healthy compromise. There's no working together or joining together for the good of we the people, the voters, the surrogate Caesars who elected them to do what is good for right for us. It just doesn't seem to be happening now, does it? So, I guess once again, we the people begin to hope and pray that the people ordered and ordained to be salt and light, voted. Did you vote? Did you? And made their voices heard, and otherwise stood up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If so, perhaps that voice of faith made a difference in the United States Senate elections, if not in the House of Representatives. So, unfortunately, the political war goes on, perhaps now louder than ever, more raucous, even more hateful, and with perhaps more political division than ever. Perhaps we will see an aggressive Senate, I sure hope so, more so than ever before, for we will certainly see a far more aggressive House of Representatives, and there seems to be no question that we will see a far, far more aggressive President Trump at work with executive orders, utilizing the power of federal agencies and their secretaries, deregulating on the one hand, but issuing executive orders, perhaps more than ever, to get things done. Bet he's going to do that big time. Trump will be pursuing what should be the major goal and objective of the presidency, as he told us he would, the draining of the swamp, the eradication of the deep state. Boy, I sure hope and pray that happens. So, my fellow Americans, we live once again in a divided, polarized, divisible America when we are pledged by our Constitution to live as a people indivisible. We are once again not one nation, not at all, and we will surely not be a nation under God. But as conservatives, and as Christians, and as people of faith, we must be ever more diligent about the protection of our freedoms, our liberties, our lives under the Constitution, and especially our beloved First Amendment, the First Amendment. No matter the president or the makeup of the House or Senate, those guaranteed and inalienable freedoms are always at risk, in play, subject to the legislative whims or abridgments of those in power, and especially those newly elected. We cannot tolerate, my fellow Americans, any abridgment, any infringement, any erosion or eradication of those freedoms. We can't. None whatsoever. Especially freedom of religion. We must be ever watchful about encroachment on religious liberties, and they will come fast and furious, I do believe. Nancy Pelosi, representative from California, San Francisco, has pledged to modify or change the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the RFRA. Do you know about that? That was a good thing for people of faith. And that would deal yet another blow to religious freedoms. And now that the Democrats' progressives are in power in the House, the Johnson Act, which restricts the right of pastors to free speech, will have extreme difficulty being eliminated. It surely will. So watch for more actions by the newly constituted House of Representatives to restrict or remove religion, and especially Christianity, from the marketplace and the public square. You can be sure it will happen. And when it does, we are called upon to fight the fight of faith. Are you ready? Are you ready? And freedom of speech, First Amendment. Hate speech accusations abound. The Bible is full of hate speech. So say rabid secularists, and no man or book has the right to call another a sinner. There will be more threats and intimidation and civil disobedience and mob protests when people of faith seek to exercise their right to freedom of speech. Don't let that happen, my fellow Americans. Don't let that happen. And First Amendment freedom of press. You know, it's just unbelievable how liberal, progressive, anti-conservative, and anti-Christian the monopolies of Google, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, and YouTube have become. They are all liberal progressive. How did that happen? They will exercise any restraints possible on conservative content, and the government, especially the House of Representatives, will probably condone their actions. So I say, fight them, my fellow Americans, fight them, for it is a fight that is part of the fight of faith. And freedom of assembly, First Amendment right, what a beauty. Peaceful assembly and peaceful protest. But that has been taken over by mob activities, virulent, hateful, intimidating mobs. They now seem to get away with virtually any kind of conduct they wish. Especially in places like Portland. Were you familiar with those kinds of mob activities? And law enforcement, in some cases, makes little or no effort to keep the peace and enforce the law. What a tragedy that is. Mobs, radical mobs, will do their best to thwart freedom of speech and assembly and religion, and we, the people of faith, we, the real Americans, must never let those freedoms be abridged, much less eliminated. Are you ready? Now more than ever, my fellow conservatives and Christians and all people of faith, fight the fight of faith. And I do believe that we will see the rise of federalism. Federalism. We will see more power, more autonomy, more local decision-making, and control on the part of each of our beloved 50 states. Some will actually have the political courage to defy the federal government. California now does it to the Republicans and the Trump administration. And some will lose decision-making as a result of federal court and especially Supreme Court decisions. And some states will actually defy those decisions. Wow, betcha it's going to happen. Already is in California. Legislation ruled unconstitutional will be changed and reestablished so that the litigation process begins all over again. It will probably never end. Individual states will interpret the constitutions, federal and state, as they will and as they want, and with the help of a compliant or complicit legislature, institute policies and makeshift ad hoc rules and regulations which govern the conduct of their citizens, regardless of constitutional protections. We will see an aggressive state independence. I firmly believe that, even to the point of political or rule of law chaos. America will further divide, and the prospects for commonality, for community, will dim even more. It's a sad time for America. So watch what your state does, my fellow Americans. Governors have changed. There were political upsets, and there will be new state legislatures, and perhaps a more proactive state judiciary, and that will effectuate so very much change. Life will be lived more than ever at the local level, the very down, deep, local level. And there may be consistent and continual resistance to top-down, federal and state-down decision-making and requirements. The times will be tempestuous and chaotic and like never seen before. That's for sure. So now, my fellow Americans, we will deal with a much more proactive President Trump. Watch for more and more aggressive executive orders. I need to repeat that because with a stalemated Congress, that's the political action we can expect from Washington and our president. And we will look for more activity from our agencies, the federal agencies, and with the secretaries of those agencies becoming ever more proactive. They will be empowered and encouraged by Trump, and they should do much to cleanse the swamp and end the deep state. Let us hope and pray that is the case. And let us watch the activities of the United States Senate now more than ever. Now it's Republican, which, thankfully for conservatives, will control the confirmation of the nomination of judges, including any further justices of the United States Supreme Court, and the confirmation of agency secretaries and other federal appointments. Good for Trump. And now we watch for what the newly elected Democrats in the House of Representatives will do under the once again leadership, presumably so, of what may well turn out to be newly elected Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. There is talk that there are those who do not wish her to be Speaker. Maybe we'll have somebody else. But if it's Pelosi, she has said, quote, "We will have a Congress that is open, transparent, and accountable to the American people." Yeah, right. Do you believe that? That sounds like a man who was elected president some 10 years ago. The reality is few people believe that. And Pelosi goes on to say the following, "We have all had enough of division." Boy, have we ever. The American people want peace, and they want results. Give us peace, Nancy, if you're the speaker, and do give us results. But few people really believe that Pelosi and the Democrats will make good on those promises. Do you? And then Nancy Pelosi states as a final Democrat position the following, "We will work for the boldest common denominator." The boldest common denominator. I'm not sure exactly what she means by that, but again, virtually no one believes that. Because we will have firebrands like the unbelievable Maxine Waters. Can you believe her? Who will lead the House Financial Services Committee, undoubtedly. And then Adam Schiff, another firebrand who will be chair of the Intelligence Committee. And then Jerry Nadler, yet another firebrand, who will head the Judiciary Committee, so it now seems. None of them will work for the boldest common denominator, and Pelosi knows that. She knows that. There is no accountability in Washington for truth or fact, is there? But then again, we live in the day and age of post-truth, so what difference does it matter to them? Those firebrands and Pelosi and company will waste valuable legislative time on things like impeachment, which will never happen. They're not going to get rid of Donald Trump. They're not going to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. Why waste the time? Serve us, we the people who voted for you, who need legislation and political action. Serve us. And in so doing, if they choose these routes to take, the Democrats will exhaust political credibility and goodwill and capital by such destructive actions. So we can only hope and pray for something different. But it will be miraculous if it happens. Miraculous. So, my fellow conservatives and Christians, We have voted as salt and light, I do hope and pray. We have done our best, and now we are commanded to pray for our leaders. And I will, and I hope you will. We should seek divine understanding as we seek to interpret the will of the God Almighty who authorized and ordained these rulers, whether we like it or not. But we work at the same time to confront evil, to fight the fight of faith and continue to fulfill our duty as citizens to work, for the night is coming, and work for the protection of our great country, America, and for the protection of the freedoms, especially the First Amendment, we enjoy under that great Constitution. And soon will come 2020. We will elect and re-elect all 435 members of the House of Representatives, all of them. We will elect some 33 senators, and most importantly, we will re-elect, or newly elect, the President of the United States. Oh, my soul, what a year that will be. We should get ready even now for a political year 2020, which will make the year 2018 look calm by comparison. Whatever, it's in God's hands, and it will be His will. And may we be prepared as citizens of this great country, we the people, to stand and fight for what is right. And perhaps then, and only then, will God bless America. And I say to you, may God bless you.